A new thing. God is doing a new thing. This is part 7 of our series, and it is called Proclaim. Welcome to this daily devotional podcast, anchored in Isaiah 43, verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Hello, I'm Malcolm, and thanks for joining me in January and February for this daily devotional podcast, which I hope will inspire you in your time of quiet with God today. In these first few episodes, we're setting the scene by looking at the entirety of Isaiah chapter 43, and today we're looking at verses 18 to 21. They read, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise." What is God doing here? He will do great things and even a new thing. That's our theme. He's going to guide. He's going to provide for his people like never before. And you and I inherit this guidance, this provision, in a more marvelous way than anybody in the Old Covenant could possibly have imagined. Take what it says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, for example. "For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant." Of course, it was prophesied, but no one could have understood what it really meant. We are inheritors of this new covenant. He says in that passage again, "that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died, as Jesus, as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant." You and I have been set free. We have a new covenant. We have a promised eternal inheritance that's much better than just a land that the first covenant promised. God has said he will take us there. He'll make a way to return to the promised land for the exiles and for us to get to this promise of eternal life. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires." What is this promise? That we participate in the divine nature. What a mystery there is there, huh? What does it mean? Why not meditate and pray on that today? God is providing what we need so that we can participate in the divine nature. And it's because we are a chosen people. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. "A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." So there's something we receive, and there's a response we make. And the response we make is not one of duty, not because it's an obligation, but it just comes freely from within us. When we realize what we're inheriting, what these promises are, this the newness, that the real true newness of what's being offered here, the new covenant, a new creation, a new life is ours because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and because of that, we declare God's praises. So, for prayerful reflection today, I might ask, what inspires you to proclaim God's praise? What makes you just break out in thanks and praise? I hope you find that your heart, your life, your congregation, and your whole world is inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.